My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I have an in for Pat all this week. I should warn you that the following item contains references to mental ill health and suicide, which some listeners may find distressing. 3 out of 4 women suffer from premenstrual syndrome, with symptoms ranging from uncomfortable cramping to irritability and low mood. But for 1 in 20 women, their premenstrual experience is much, much more difficult, with consequences so serious they can be fatal. News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
So we are in Satanta GAA Club in Ballymun. So this is where I would have been playing camogie a number of years ago.
Shauna Halpin is a smiley 28-year-old with a short cropped haircut.
You know, I love playing Satanta and I love sport in general. Do you know what I mean? Like, the girls who I play alongside are amazing and it's a great club.
When Shauna talks about Satanta, her blue eyes light up. But despite her obvious love of the club, 6 years ago, she left it.
I will always reminisce distinctly coming off the GAA pitch and just telling one of my teammates, I was like, look, I just can't do this anymore. Like, I don't know what's wrong. So anxious, so worried. I was having a lot of suicidal thoughts. It's just, I gave up my sport because something that I thoroughly enjoyed, and it was my life. Do you know, I was playing since the age of 5 and all the way up to senior levels in Nafina. And, you know, I had to give that up. Just couldn't be around groups of people. It's very debilitating.
The condition that took her off the pitch, PMDD.
PMDD is premenstrual dysphoric disorder. We think it affects probably about 5-8% of women, although it's probably hugely underdiagnosed.
Dr. Caoimhe Hartley is a GP and women's health specialist who runs the Complex Menopause Clinic at the Rotunda Hospital.
A lot of women out there, I'm sure, will relate to someone talking about PMS or premenstrual symptoms. PMDD, though, we tend to see those symptoms in a more extreme fashion or more exaggerated fashion. What's really happening is that the changes and fluctuations in estrogen and progesterone because of your menstrual cycle are impacting other neurotransmitters, so chemicals in your brain like serotonin. And because of this, we can see things like low mood, irritability, agitation, being quick to feel angry, feeling low, feeling anxious. Those symptoms are often much more pronounced for women who suffer with PMDD.
No two PMDD patients are alike. Symptoms can vary from person to person in both type and severity.
My most fun one was the cravings. You wake up first thing in the morning, your first thought is custard creams. I ate so many of them, you could build a house.
Tony Ireton's PMDD cravings took her from a dress size 10 to a 20, but increased appetite was the least of her symptoms.
Well, the fatigue destroyed my career. Like, I can't work at all. At my worst, I was bedbound half the month and then housebound the other half. I have progesterone dermatitis, muscle ache. The anxiety and depression everyone gets, it can be really, really extreme. And the rage that goes along with that is because you can go from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds. So like somebody could do something to irritate you and you're gone to a place where you can't come down.
You sort of want to blow your life up. You sort of want to be like, this isn't the life I should be living. Everything is terrible and I need to change it. And then the day I would get my period, it was like the light came on.
38-year-old Emma is still waiting for an official diagnosis, but she first experienced PMDD symptoms after the birth of her first child.
You know, I'd been quite depressed after the birth of my baby, and I just thought it was sort of the aftershocks of that. And then I came to see the patterns. Like, I literally trace it back to, like, when I sent the despairing voice notes to my friends. Like, I was like, oh, that was just before my period. That was just before my period. That was just... And I could start to see the pattern, and I was like, this is so clear.
Studies show that patients wait 12 years and see around 6 providers before receiving an accurate diagnosis for PMDD. Though it was added to the DSM in 2013, the HSE still doesn't even have a PMDD information page.
Like, most of the information is on Reddit. You know, TikTok and Reddit is where you're getting the good stuff, really. Because I went to my GP in October, I think, just again, just despairing, just being like, I can't go through another month of this. Please help. Like, can I see an endocrinologist? And he was like, well, it's not really what we would do. What I will do is put you on the pill. It made it much worse. So that was really frustrating. And I was just having these crashes. And like, they were just... spinning my life out of control. Like, I'd be like, I don't think I love my husband. I don't think I love my baby. Like, it was like really bad. And then clockwork, period comes, and I'm like, I have to apologize to my husband and say, I'm so sorry it happened again. Like, it's torture. It is torture. Like, there's been times where I've just been pushing my son in the buggy, tears streaming down my face, kind of almost hoping that I collapse and faint so someone will like know what's wrong with me.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
It's just awful. I actually said it to my psychiatrist the last time I saw her, which I think was September, and she totally dismissed it. She was like, oh, everyone's talking about hormones these days, menopause, this, perimenopause. Oh, for goodness sake, we all just have to get on with it, which was nice.
I feel there's always been an element of gaslighting in women's health and making women feel very unjustified in the symptoms that they report.
Dr. Caoimhe Hartley there.
And there's almost like a kind of doubting of what they're telling you, because you can't follow someone home and you can't do a blood test to really ensure that what they're telling you is the truth. And this constant sort of doubting and mistrust, I think, that has happened in women's health has created maybe a loss of confidence in women in terms of going and seeking help for symptoms. A lack of awareness perhaps is another barrier that, you know, I think healthcare professionals are definitely stepping up in terms of what they know about women's health. But that, again, it's slow moving, and that's going to take a while for the generation that are here now to really get up to speed with what we know about women's health. But that's happening slowly.
While doctors catch up, PMDD sufferers are left in a lonely and dangerous limbo.
For me, all this came out of the blue when I was 18 years of age.
Shauna Halpin again.
I'm an SNA in the Holy Spirit School in Ballymun, and it was just so debilitating. I just couldn't go to work. I was overwhelmed with emotion. I would have cried at a drop of a hat. You know, getting up in the morning, I felt that was just so hard for me. You know, having a shower, brushing your teeth, just the simple things that we take for granted, I just found so hard. Just going out with your mates and going traveling and stuff like that, I just couldn't do that. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Like, my family was so worried a lot of the time, because they didn't know what I was going to do sometimes because of how bad that I was feeling. You know, half the time I just didn't want to be here anymore. And then a lot of my friends, like, wouldn't have invited me out anymore just because of the way I was. You know, it would have been moody with a lot of mood swings. And I've always said it, like, I don't know how people can be around me when I'm like this, because it's not fair on them. I just felt like I was going mad and that I was just going crazy, and I didn't know why.
A According to the International Association for Premenstrual Disorders, 72% of women diagnosed with PMDD have suicidal thoughts, while 34% will make an attempt on their lives. Fearing she too would become a statistic, Shona took drastic measures and signed herself into a psychiatric unit at the age of 22.
I've been to psychiatrists throughout the years, I've been to talking therapy, and it got to that point where I genuinely thought I was going to do harm to myself. I just wanted to be back to my old self, and that was kind of the only option that I had left, and that was to sign myself in. I was over there for over 2.5 months when I was diagnosed with a personality disorder and bipolar. The experience in there, I don't remember quite a lot because of the amount of medication that they put me on. Like, I remember it was nearly like 3 antidepressants, 2 mood stabilizers, antipsychotics, and like benzos during the day as well. You were asked to go to like group therapy, so it would be a lot of people kind of just talking about how they feel and stuff like that. But like when it got to me and they were asking me, how do you feel, I was like I don't know how I feel, because of the amount of medication that I was on, it just numbed me. No, it was a horrible experience. They knew themselves like that the diagnosis that I got wasn't right. I remember one of the top nurses turned around and said, look, Shauna, we genuinely don't know what's wrong with you. Like, we've tried everything that you possibly could. And I left the same way I went in. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't get any better.
Ireland currently has no clinical guidelines for the diagnosis or treatment of PMDD. Irish clinicians instead have to look to the UK for guidance, and some Irish sufferers have had to do the same. Tony Ireton is now a patient of consultant gynaecologist Dr. Neil Watson at the London PMS and Menopause Clinic.
He goes, you have severe PMDD. And I nearly cried. Mm. It was very it's difficult to hear, but it's also a relief, because you know you're not mad. Mm. And you know that there really is something wrong. There's a lot of frustration that I can't get the care here that I need. There's a lot of frustration that I have to explain to doctors what PMDD is. You get a blood test and they go, oh, well, everything's fine. Like, no, like, really, there's nothing fine here. I'm desperate for answers and there's no one giving me answers. So there comes a point where you just have to go, well, if you can't give me answers, I have to do it for myself.
That's exactly what Shona Halpin did. With the help of Dr. Google, a symptom tracker, and a private clinician, Shona is now 4 months post-diagnosis on an effective treatment of HRT.
I'm back to my normal self, my normal Shona, who I love again. You know, I didn't love Shona these past 9 years, but now I'm back. Just, you know, just going out with my mates and, you know, just the normal that I should be doing in my normal 20s, like, you know, learn how to drive, which I would have wanted to do years ago, but just because of the way I was, I couldn't. Do you know, back to playing my sport again. The girls who I play alongside, they've rallied around me for the past few years as well. Like, so it's good to be back. You know, I had to fight for myself. Do you know what I mean? I didn't take no for an answer. If I got a diagnosis or of something that I didn't think me personally that I had, I'd get a second opinion, I'd get a third opinion or fourth opinion. You really do have to fight for yourself, and that's what I've been doing for the past 9 years, and thankfully that I did get to the bottom of it. I've always said that I would have got to the bottom of it, and you know, that's exactly what I did. Yeah.
Shona Halpin, concluding that report from Sarah Madden. Now, if you or anyone you know has been affected by the contents of this item, support is available from the Samaritans on free phone 116123. Or Pieta House at 1800 247 247.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.